The power of letting go is allowing yourself to let go of what no longer serves you so you can step into a higher, more elevated version of yourself. It gets really exciting when we can trust the process of letting go. So in today's episode, not only do I want to give you a really powerful process to let go of things, but I also want to build a little trust and a little confidence. Let's go get that nugget. You know, I remember years ago when I started my spiritual development journey, and somebody had made a comment about surrender to, and it didn't matter. I probably got to just those first two words and I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't like that word. I feel like I'm giving up. I feel like I'm waving the white flag and I'm a warrior and I'm tough and I'm going to make something happen and I'm going to force things and I'm going to do things my way. Well, I banged it around for probably, I swear it was another 15 years out in the world. And I'm like, you know what? I think maybe they're right, but I didn't tell anybody out loud. I'll just announce it for my podcast. But I'm like, you know, I don't like the word surrender, but I do like the word let go. I do like the word let go because, you know, I remember years ago with my dad. My dad was, he's still around, 74 years old. I just love him. He's like such an outdoor guy, you know, and he taught me so much. Me and my brother, we practically lived outside when we were together. And I could literally do several podcasts about my relationship with my dad and what he gave to me and the things that he put in front of me as a kid that I grabbed onto, all this outdoor stuff and all these different teachings. Like we went hiking and biking and water skiing and climbed the dunes and we went swimming and snorkeling and we went fishing and boating. I mean, and played soccer and hacky sack and juggling and climbed trees. I'm not kidding. The list goes on. Camping, traveling, the list goes on and on and on about all of the things that he presented to me and my brother and the things that I picked up on. Well, we went to this river. And it was in northern Michigan, a little south of where I live now. And we went to this river, and it's huge, huge river. And they had a rope swing. So they had a giant tree branch that hung out over the river and with this rope. And then it used another rope to connect it to the trunk of the tree. And we'd park on one side of the river, and we had to swim across to get to the rope. And then we would stand on part of the tree, like part of the tree trunk kind of jutted out. We would stand on the tree trunk, grab this rope, and swing out, and then let go. So the first time I did that, I was probably maybe 12, something like that. And my brother and my dad we're all on the same side. We're all by the tree and we have the rope. And my brother maybe went, I don't know, my dad went, whatever. And so I'm saying, now it's my turn. The very first time I go, pull the rope back, I swing and I had watched everybody go, right? I pull the rope back, I'm on it, I let go off land. And so I'm swinging out across the river, but I don't let go into the water. I swing back and I hit the tree with my back. And then I let go, or they catch me or, you know, stop me from going back out into the river. I have this big scratch on my back. Now my back hurts. I'm crying. I'm really upset. My dad's, you know, consoling me. And he's like, you know, when you're out, you got to let go and get in the water. I'm like, I know, you know, whatever. So, but there was fear there. There was fear of letting go. So now fast forward, you know, I'm 30 years old or something. And I'm, you know, this life that I'm like, what the flip, you know, I want to change my life. Like what is going on? And I come across these books. Cause of course now at this point at 30, I'm like completely addicted to books and the library and the bookstore and whatever. And I stumble across this book that is Surrender, has Surrender in the title. I don't remember the book. I put it back on the shelf. And I'm looking through books again, and I find this other book that says surrender and let go, or surrender to the forces of nature. I don't know the name of the book, but it had the word surrender and I put it back on the shelf. At this point in my 30s, I'm not tapped into intuition, like consciously. I'm not aware of what's happening. The message was clear, but I didn't pick it up. So now fast forward to, I don't know, somewhere in my late 40s, I joined this coaching program, and this lady sends me a book that is titled, has the word surrender. And isn't it funny? I can't remember any of the names of these books, but they had the word surrender in it. I didn't even open the book. I literally went back downstairs and I put it in the Goodwill box. I didn't open it. I didn't keep it. I didn't look at it. Nothing. This was the third time in, I don't know, a couple of years that I come across these books. Gosh, how many times I got to bang my head against a wall before I realized I should probably stop doing that. So where we're at, words have energy to them. And we like certain words and we hate other words. Surrender was a word I didn't like. So, but I have to let go of some stuff. Oh, good. I'll use the word let go. When I'm swinging out onto the out across the river, I swam across the river. So I'd already been in the water. The river is really cold, but it's really deep. And I watched my brother, I watched my dad, we watched these other kids, and it's my turn. But there was fear. Now, I come across many clients when I talk about letting go. Now, what are we afraid of? Well, I remember when I was working on anger and having this anger that just grips me for pretty much my whole life. And it was really bad when I was in my 20s and I was in college. And I remember telling Amy early on, I said, I don't know who I would be if I didn't have anger. And I have had so many clients tell me, I don't know who I would be if I didn't have anxiety or if I wasn't depressed. I remember asking a lady who was going to come into my group coaching program, and I said, and it was a very low energy conversation, very low vibration of the energy, and even through this Zoom call that she was giving off, is depression. And I said, throughout the call, I said, if you weren't depressed, who would you be? And she was quiet for a while. She looked at the camera, looked at me, and she says, I don't know. I said, well, let's think about it for a second. And she's like, she goes, I'm drawing a blank. She goes, I don't know. Now, she never joined my coaching program. And it's sad to me because emotions, because they're energy, certain emotions have a certain type of feel to them. We can sense it. That's what emotions are. It's energy in motion. And depression is very heavy. It's very dark. It's very big. And we typically can't move through depression. And I remember early on in my coaching career, and I'm thinking, God, you guys just get out of bed, throw back the curtains, right? Get out in the sunshine. And then I all of a sudden got to experience depression. It was a few years ago, and I couldn't get out of bed, and I couldn't throw back the curtains. And then there was a time where somewhere in my body, I go, okay, that's enough. And I just could hear this encouraging voice. That was probably my higher self going, okay, let's go. And I could get up. And what I did immediately is as I got up in my pajamas, I got my shoes on and I went outside. I walked around the block. Now, lucky then that the day was beautiful and amazing and sunny and warm. I didn't take the dogs. I didn't brush my teeth. I literally, because I'm feeling like crap, it was get that momentum up because I felt like I'm going to get up and brush my teeth or maybe eat breakfast or not or whatever and then lay on the couch. So I'm like, get up and get outside. I did the opposite of what that emotion is. I did the opposite. Interesting. And then it kind of woke me up a little bit. It woke me up a little bit thinking, okay, so what I wanted to do was curl up in the fetal position and throw the blankets over my head and lay there all day long or just go curl up on the couch and watch stupid TV. But what I did is the opposite. I went outside into this expansion. You know, depression is dark and it's big and it's heavy and it's slow moving. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go outside in the sunshine, in the expansion, in the flow, a little bit of a breeze. It was beautiful. And I went inside. I went in my body, I mean, internally. And I'm like, how do I feel? Well, God, you would have asked me 5 seconds ago. I was a one. Now that I'm outside, I'm like, ooh, I'm like slowly rising. I'm a four. I'm a five. And I just stayed. I looked at my flowers. I have this flower garden out front. I went in the backyard. My turtles were outside. I was looking at my turtles and I just stayed out there and I just kept watching internally. My energy began to rise. I'm like, there's something here. Like there's, I'm learning something here. I'm a six. And I started kind of engaging with my turtles and I pulled them out. I have a feeder pond for them. So I pull them out of their big pond and put them in a smaller pond. I feed them in there. And so I pull them out and I'm not really talking. I'm just just chill. And then I'm watching them and, you know, they're swimming around and they're eating. I'm talking to them and whatever. And I'm like a seven now. I come back in the house and I journaled about that. I'm like, I am not a victim of circumstance and I am not a victim of my emotional state. So what did I do? who would I become? And I started to, that's where I started creating the avatar meditation. Who am I going to become outside of this depression? Who could I be? Oh my God. By the time my numbers rose to a 7, now I can think about who I would become. Now I can stand in this and go, God, I could be this, or I could be amazing. I could be excited. I could be happy. I could be grateful. I could be loving. I could be kind. I could be, and it went on and on and on. But from that low vibrational frequency, I can't see anything. If I'm in the barrel with the lid on, I can't see anything. I can't see the light. I can't see the blue sky. Someone goes, well, you know, what would you see if you took the lid off? Well, I don't know. I've never taken the lid off, right? You've been in that emotional state for so long, you don't remember. Okay, so let's get to the process. When I'm swinging out on the rope over the river, right in that moment, I have to let go. So in the last episode, I said, don't tell the story if you're in a low vibrational state. If you're feeling depressed, don't talk about it. Don't call everybody you know, which mostly depressed people don't call anybody. But when you get around people and you start talking about your depression, you are retelling that story. Stop doing that. It does not release it. It feeds it. It does not release it. We think it does. We think that if I'm mad, I need to tell everybody. If I'm mad about something, if I'm depressed, if my something hurts, if my doctor's appointment and I got this sick thing going on, I need to tell everybody. Stop doing that. Because it does not release it. It doesn't release it. We think it does though, because it's moving. Here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do instead. I hope you're writing these down. There's 3 simple steps. I'm not kidding. They are simple. Do you have to do them more than once? Yes. But is it worth it? Only you can answer that. I was back then sick and tired of being crabby, angry, negative, pessimistic, depressed. I was tired of it. Only you can decide when you change. Soon as you decide, you start changing. As soon as you change, your experience starts changing. That's when it becomes magical. But does it take a couple times? You bet. But can it happen in very short periods of time? Yes, 100%. 100%. Not only am I living proof, but I have tons of clients who are living proof. Do you remember in the last episode I was talking about the lady who wanted to improve her relationships? She was so sick and tired of bitching at her kids. Okay. Well, we were able to release that where she was like, nobody listens to me. That was what she was always saying. Nobody listens to me. We released that limiting belief. And guess what? She woke up the next morning. I'm not kidding. She woke up the next morning and her kids not only made breakfast, did the dishes, or at least loaded the dishwasher and started laundry. And they were up and about. They were having a conversation at the table. You know, her husband was up and he was, you know, engaging with them instead of just watching the news. The kids were not on their phones. They were talking with each other. She couldn't even believe it. She's like, I feel like I walked into a third dimension. And I said, and did they say anything like, see, mom, we're doing this. We can do it. No, they just changed. And I said, now we got to keep that momentum going. Now go back into the room, talk about it with them, but go back in the room by yourself and acknowledge what happened. Acknowledge how great it was. It was so amazing that today, now tell that story, expand that story. And then it was like, I walked out there and it was so amazing that the kids were talking. My husband was, you know, having coffee with them and they were all talking. The dog was playing and they started the laundry. Oh my God, it was so amazing. Feed that story. So when we're not feeling good, right? We have to let go. Somewhere in your life, you're going to go, enough is enough. It took me a long time too. So no judgment, but only you can decide when is enough enough. So the very first step is first to acknowledge, recognize and acknowledge the emotion. Recognize and acknowledge the story that you're telling. And then identify it. That's all kind of part step one. Acknowledge and identify. Acknowledge that, oh yeah, I'm feeling crappy. I'm feeling depressed. But don't say I am a depressed person. Don't identify with it as you're stepping fully into being depressed. Just say, I feel depressed right now. I feel sad right now, but I'm going to feel better soon. Add something else to it. That's kind of the next step. Release and surrender. You don't like surrender? Like I don't always like that word. Release, let go, let it go. Let it go. It doesn't mean that whatever's happening, that, you know, someone's mad at you or someone wrecked your car, that you're like, oh, right, so I'm not supposed to say anything to my son. No, but don't engage so much with it that it's going to create this momentum of that particular thing. Now, every time your son drives a car, he's going to ruin it. Well, you don't want to create that. You don't want to create that story. So release. And what you're releasing, let me be clear. What you're releasing is the emotional sensation, the charge, the trigger. We call them triggers. So when I'm out in the world and something happens, let's say somebody pulls out in front of me. Let's go back in time a little bit. I'm younger. I'm 15 years old, riding with my mom. And let's say my mom has the trigger of somebody pulling out in front of her, and she all of a sudden has to honk her horn. She has to flip them off. She has to yell at them. She has to scream in the car. Then they're totally gone. We're 6 miles down the road and she's still talking about it. She's taking it personal. Traffic is not personal. It's just traffic. Okay. Well, somewhere in there, I'm learning, now that I've seen this so much, I'm learning that I have to act that way. When I become a driver, I have to act that way when someone pulls out in front of me. Sure enough, I moved to Northern Michigan. There's a lot more traffic. It's a bigger city. People pull in front of me and I start yelling. Eventually, I go, this is really stupid. Like, this makes me feel terrible. I can't do this. I can't live my life like this, driving back and forth in traffic, and then I'm getting all pissed off and talking about it for 55 minutes. I go, that's kind of ridiculous. So I released it. It's just traffic. I'm not taking it personal anymore. And guess what? I can drive in traffic and not get mad. I'm able to be a different person. I stepped into a newer, better version of myself. I cut a sandbag. And now I have a different perspective. Am I careful in traffic? Yep. I like to speed. I drive fast. People pull in front of me all the time. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's just traffic. I don't get all wound up. I don't increase my blood pressure about it. It's just traffic. Don't take it personal. But I was able to release it. People who don't release it, that's a trigger. Every single time, a trigger is something that shows up in your life that you have to respond to. When this happens, I this. It's like an equation. Find X. This happens, I respond in this way. And then the subconscious mind picks it up and go, oh, okay. Every time you're stressed, you pick up a cigarette. Every time your kid does this, you yell. Every time something like this happens in traffic, you swear. Right? So we're going to release those triggers. That's the second step. Release it and surrender. First, you have to acknowledge that it's there. You have to identify it. Where is it? How does it feel? Like, go in there. Like, be curious. The next is release it. Let it go. Let it go. I release this. I release this trigger. I want to be a better version of myself. Raise your numbers. And then you stand back and you go, if I didn't act like this, how would I act? And I just chose neutral. I just chose neutral. That's okay. That's all right. I'll just slow down. It's okay. I'm not going to cause an accident in the scene. I'm not going to raise my blood pressure. I just chose neutral. And I do this for a lot of triggers. I have a giant 3-ring binder that I use. I fill up with loose leaf paper, and some I have a lot of stories around. It's okay. This is the inner work, because the benefit is so real. The benefit, the outcome on the other side of doing this work is so real. It's amazing how fast, and it's amazing how amazing it is. And then the last step is to replace. If I release something, and a couple of podcasts ago, if you're listening to all these in order, a couple of podcasts ago, I'm like, if I'm holding garbage in my hand and somebody wants to hand me flowers, what do I have to do? I have to put down the garbage so I can receive the flowers. If you want to receive new, better, amazing experiences, you have to put down the crappy stories that you're telling about those experiences. If you want to get a good job that is fulfilling, that is abundant, that is this friendly, loving atmosphere, you have to put down the stories about how work is stupid and how much it sucks and how much you hate your boss. You have to put that down so you can receive something good. So let's go through them again. The first one is recognize that there's a story around it. Recognize that you have something that is a charge, a trigger. Okay. Recognize that there's something there and acknowledge it. Feel it, believe it, go in there, go in there, feel into it. Like, understand that what you're experiencing is an emotional sensation. Okay. So acknowledge, oh yeah, this is a story. Here's a story. This is what Jen's talking about. Okay. Identify it. Okay. The next is release it. I let this go. Release the attachment to the trigger. I let this go. I'm going to let this go because I'm curious to know what's on the other side of this. I'm going to let my anger go about this topic because I'm curious what's on the other side of this. We can only hold those lower vibrational frequencies for so long before our body starts to break down. I can't emphasize that enough. In our country, all the ill health that is around, all the amounts of people that are on medication for things that are emotions, that it breaks my heart. How many people go, oh yeah, I feel bad. I'm going to go take some medication. I don't even know how many podcast episodes I could do about how sad I am about that and how what we're doing is wrong. It is wrong. And that's my belief. Yes, do we need to take medication for things? Yep, we do. Sometimes short term. But when it comes to your emotions, you use these three simple steps and I promise you, you will feel better. And you won't find it in a bottle, no matter the bottle. Release and surrender. I let this go. I let this trigger go. I'm curious about what's on the other side of it. And the next one is to replace. So you're going to replace that belief with a new one. Wow. I'm not going to tell that story. Now I tell a story. I'm like, I'm fine with traffic, where I used to say, I hate driving. I love driving now. I do love driving. I drive across country. I'd get in the car and drive anywhere right now. I love driving. I love it. I'm replacing those stories with new empowering stories, new stories that raise me up, new stories that elevate me, not limit me. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting? Not stories that limit me, but stories that elevate me. I hope that this is you. I hope that you are listening to these words. You've written down these three key steps, and you are going to start working on them. Take one thing. Take traffic. Take your relationship. Take your job. Take whatever you want. You go, how do I feel about this? And as you're out and you're exploring the world and you feel like you're starting to get annoyed about something, move out, go over there, go into a room and go, okay, go into your workshop. Always call it a workshop. Go into your workshop. Go internally, be like, what is it? What am I feeling? Oh, this really irritates me. Great. You recognized it. You identified it. Where do I feel irritated? Oh, it's like in my upper body. Okay. Let it go. Release it. Let it go. I know I'm getting repetitive, but man, I can't emphasize enough how powerful these tools are. And I hope that as my voice is reaching your ears right now, that you can take this in and begin to change your life. I wish I had this knowledge back then when I was 20, but however, the knowledge was available. I started learning this stuff from books that were written in the early 1920s. So the knowledge is available. The teachings are there. We just have to be open. We just have to be open to receiving it. And I hope you are. So I hope you got something out of this. And I would love for you to reach out in my Lady Rising group on Facebook and be like, hey, you know what? I just listened to this episode, the Power of Letting Go, and I freaking love it. And here's what I did. And I want to hear about it. I want to hear about you. So please tell me. Hey, thanks for listening. Your support means the world to me, and I'm truly grateful to have you on this journey of personal growth and exploration. If you've ever felt motivated or uplifted or gained valuable insight from my podcast, you now have an opportunity to show your appreciation. If you'd like to buy me a coffee or a chai tea as a token of support, you can do so through the link in the podcast show notes. Remember, your support goes beyond just a chai tea. It fuels my passion and drive to continue growing with you, making the world a better place and elevating all of humanity one episode at a time. Thank you again for being a valued listener. Thank you for listening. If you liked that episode, please subscribe, like, or write a review. Let me know how that landed with you. If you'd like to support this podcast, please check out in the show notes where you can buy me a chai tea, or you can join my newest podcast membership for exclusive episodes, guided meditations, and transformative exercises that you won't find anywhere else. Bring your journal, open your heart, and let's get ready for some serious transformation.